Come back at 1244, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And joining me now, Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Doing just fine. A couple of stories I want to talk to you about. One I saw, 26 Americans deployed to Nigeria to save kidnapped girls from Boko Haram. You mean the tweeting wasn't working? The terrorist leaders weren't responding to the Twitter universe?
It seems not, yes. The terrorist group did not give in to the hashtag activism campaign that's been going on for about a month now. And so the Obama administration has decided to, well, the Obama administration for weeks has wanted to send Americans to Nigeria to help search for the missing girls. But now the government of Nigeria has finally accepted that offer. So we have as many as 26 U.S. personnel from the State Department, Defense Department, FBI on the ground now in Nigeria helping to in the hunt for these girls.
All right. Now, these are not troops. These are individuals committed to just helping out with surveillance and perhaps reconnaissance and things like that?
Right. Jay Carney, the White House Press Secretary, referred to some of them yesterday as advisors, military advisors, and other technical experts in the field of surveillance and reconnaissance. It's been reported, having manned surveillance flights over Nigeria in the search for the girls, so that's part of the effort.
Mm-hmm. Now, these people deployed, am I correct in assuming most of them were already in-country?
Some of them were, yes. Not all of them, but many of them were. And so it's not like we shipped the whole group over in one batch. But there's no indication yet how long they will be there. I don't know. You know, Jay Carney said, you know, we want to make clear this is a difficult proposition. We're searching a territory roughly the size of New England looking for these kidnapped girls.
This is the same group that I believe Hillary and the State Department in general took some heat for because they did not declare them a terrorist operation years ago. Am I correct?
That's right. I think it was back in 2012 or 2011. They were debating whether to designate this group as a terrorist outfit, and they chose not to. And you know, it's been well known for years that they've been in the northern part of Nigeria, the more Muslim part of the country. They've been, fighting against the government there and committing murders for several years now.
Mm-hmm. All right, I want to move on to another story, the White House blasting illegal balloting results in eastern Ukraine. What happened here? Let me guess, 103% turnout in one precinct and they all voted for Obama? Or, wait a minute, that was outside Philadelphia. We don't recognize the vote? Is that what we're saying?
We're saying, yes, it's an illegal vote that the United States does not recognize. Of course, we're referring to these referendums in a couple of different regions of eastern Ukraine that occurred on Sunday that were overwhelmingly, as the separatists have reported, were overwhelmingly in favor of creating sovereign states and breaking away from Ukraine and moving closer to Russia. And the White House, the Obama administration, has said we do not recognize these results. We're moving forward with the rest of the international community towards the scheduled May 25th presidential election in Ukraine. The Obama administration feels that that's the true effort to unify the Ukraine and get the country on a stable footing and get away from this crisis that's been created. So they're choosing not to recognize these referendums that occurred last weekend, but what, if anything, as a practical matter, the United States can do about that result isn't clear.
Yeah. Russia claims no involvement. Besides, Putin was out scoring 6 goals and he had 5 assists in an all-star hockey game, if I understand correctly.
Is there anything that man can't do? I mean...
There's a shot of him somewhere this morning. He's, I don't know, he's got some karate move going on, some guy. I don't know. Anyway. All right. One of the other things that you covered was this leader who was in town yesterday.
The president of Uruguay.
Yeah, yeah. He told Obama Americans better learn Spanish.
Yes. That was an interesting little conversation they had in the Oval Office yesterday. The president of Uruguay was in Washington for a bilateral meeting with President Obama, and you know, they brought the reporters into the Oval Office for basically a photo op, and they made each leader made a few remarks before they ushered the reporters out again. And during that time, the president of Uruguay, which, as you know, is a rather small country in South America, said to the president, you know, you better in America, you know, we've had to learn English in our part, neck of the world. And he said, you better here have everybody learning Spanish, because Latin American women are strong, and sooner or later they're going to fill up this country with Spanish-speaking people. I don't think he advanced the immigration debate in Congress any with that remark.
Yeah, and I understand that the president did sort of raise an eyebrow.
Yeah, and he also gave President Obama a bit of a lecture on the evils of cigarette smoking, which I wonder how Obama sympathizes with as a reformed smoker. But
yeah,
he said he was the president of Uruguay was accusing tobacco companies of quote unquote murder, and you know, saying we're in a fight for our lives here, and we need to get on the same page and stop this evil. And Obama was just kind of sitting there nodding and smiling. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, our president, Obama, thinks the world's biggest problem is climate change, and evidently the president of Uruguay thinks that it's tobacco.
Yeah.
All right, so anything else on tap for this week, or kind of quiet?
Today, this afternoon, at the White House, the president will be awarding a Medal of Honor to an Army veteran who served in Afghanistan. That's the only thing on the president's schedule today. And then on Wednesday, he will travel to New York to do call attention to the need for more infrastructure spending, you know, money for roads and bridges. You may not know it, but it's National Infrastructure Week in the United States.
Oh, yeah. That explains why the DOT secretary said the roads you're driving on will crumble.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. All right. That kind of makes sense. Any fundraisers while he's in New York?
Of course, it's New York. Why not?
Yeah.
And there will be one on Wednesday night, and then he'll stay overnight and do some more events in New York on Thursday.
Yep, and the locals love the traffic when he comes to.
Oh, my gosh, the gridlock is unbelievable.
Yeah. All right, Dave, thanks for your help. Appreciate it. Have a good afternoon.
Thanks, Andy.
Dave Boyer, White House reporter here at the Washington Times, 1252 at 1260 WRC. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.